Amazing selection and reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you.
You are Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully on today's episode, which is being dropped on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. We are going to be talking a little bit about, well, one team seems to be unhappy with their manager. Another team sent a shot across the bow about their managers. We're going to be doing a run around the league for an interesting day of baseball. And then we have an upcoming series of which I have no idea which team I should be rooting harder against. Does that sentence make sense? Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't, but I will tell you this show is available on the Odyssey podcasting app or wherever you get your podcasts. And when you're staying at home during these interesting times, be sure to tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Today with Peter Bukowski, or maybe check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball with Scott Cullen. Follow us on Twitter at Locked On MLB Pods. I'm your pal, Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Well, there are two teams that on, you know, first blush look like, hey, they're not doing that bad. They're in May. They're in second place. They're basically a stone's throw away from being in first place. And do you know what? Things should be good for the second team in two of the biggest cities in the country. That would be the second team in New York, being the Mets, who are only a half a game out of first place, despite a really, really, well, let's just call it frustrating loss for the Mets. We'll hear a little bit more about that later in the show. And the Chicago White Sox, who, despite having a ton of injuries in their outfield and going through a couple of rough patches, have won 7 of their last 10 games and have crept to within a game of first place. And the fact that they have by far the best run differential in the American League Central, it doesn't take someone with a great imagination to picture the White Sox soon leapfrogging the Kansas City Royals and finding their way into first place. The Mets are half a game out. The White Sox are one game out. We're in May. It's a long season. Things are looking great in the Windy City and the Big Apple, right? Well, not so fast. The Mets, as we all know, are having a few, let's just be kind and call them problems with their hitting. If they've given Jacob deGrom anything resembling adequate run support, the Mets would be in first place while I'm recording this. Now, remember, the Mets have new leadership. And with that, they're looking to maybe, turn the page on a lot of the people who they inherited. And, well, sadly for a tremendous veteran, Chili Davis, and assistant batting coach Tom Slater, who I couldn't pick out in the lineup, they're both gone. They fired the hitting coach. Someone named Hugh Quattlebaum, who I'm convinced was a name of a Groucho Marx character, has taken over for Chili Davis. Now, I do not know Hugh Quattlebaum. I can look up Hugh Quattlebaum, and I'm sure he will have a nice resume. Chili Davis was a tremendous hitter, all-star many times over, World Series champion several times over, and has been a coach on such teams as the Red Sox and the Oakland A's, a three-time All-Star. Seemed to be a fine coach, but you know what? You can't fire all the players, and you can't necessarily fire the manager this early in the year. So this is a shot across the bow. This is the new management saying, hey, we'll make changes early on. Now, remember, the Mets have Luis Rojas as their manager. And the reason they have Luis Rojas as their manager was because probably the only player who was punished for the Astros in the 2017 World Series was Beltran, because he was already retired and he could not manage the Mets in 2020. And they were stuck because they didn't hire Joe Girardi with Luis Rojas. And look at Rojas is a baseball lifer himself. But that being said, he's not exactly shown that he's the second coming of John McGraw. He's a young manager and someone who's worked his way up through the farm system. I have no clue why they didn't hire Joe Girardi when they had a chance. And when the Brown stuff hit the fan regarding Carlos Beltran, Hensley Mullins was part of the Mets organization. And if there's anybody on the planet Earth currently breathing in oxygen and breathing out carbon dioxide who is qualified to be a manager in the major leagues, it's Hensley Mullins, who is, again, another baseball lifer who was one of the lieutenants under Bruce Bochy. Remember when the Giants kept winning the World Series over and over and over again? Well, all of Bruce Bochy's lieutenants seem to be kind of sort of available. Now, Tim Flannery is probably eating pineapple and surfing right now, but Roberto Kelly and Ron Wotus and Hensley Mullins are all outstanding through the roof managerial candidates. Why isn't Hensley Mullins the manager of the Mets? I don't know, and neither do you. But Luis Rojas should not get comfortable. He has no in with the owner to survive a mediocre first third of the season. And I'll say it, if Rojas doesn't have the Mets above 500 by Memorial Day, it would not stun me, and nor should it stun you if he's out the door, because there are terrific managerial candidates available. And shifting around the coaching staff should be that first warning. He doesn't have that close tie with the owner to keep his job safe. Close ties with the ownership is the only thing Tony La Russa had. Now, in terms of another manager, and this one who is already in the Hall of Fame, had been retired for a decade and had nothing left to prove. Nothing. He and Sparky Anderson are the only managers to win the World Series with franchises in both the National and the American League. And Tony La Russa had managed teams to the World Series in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. And he had the greatest exit anyone could have is winning Game 7 of the World Series in 2011 and walking away in one of the most stunning and dramatic World Series victories of the last 20 years. But as we all know, he's friends with Reinsdorf of the White Sox and felt like, oh, we should have gotten rid of him in the 80s. No, you probably shouldn't have. But instead of saying, well, I guess we can't win them all, they're trying to win them all. And they brought back La Russa. Now, as I said, back in October when this was announced, go back and listen to back episodes, the Halloween episode of Locked On MLB, I said, if you created a Venn diagram of all the worst qualities of a manager to manage this White Sox team, the center part where all the circles merged in would say Tony La Russa. I'm not saying Tony La Russa is a bad manager. Far from it. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. But when you're 76 years old, hadn't managed in 10 years, had no connection to this team, a young team that has been developed with a very different mentality than the La Russa mentality. When I said this was going to be a bad hiring, it wasn't exactly Nostradamus-level predictions. It wasn't like me predicting Joe Musgrove throwing the no-hitter. Guess what? Here we are 1 month into this, and the White Sox above 500. They could be in first place by the end of this week. And Jeff Passan of ESPN wrote that the patience from members of the team are growing thin. Growing thin, it's early May. but he's doing weird stuff with the lineup, leaving Lucas Giolito in too long, having Hamilton bat when you needed a power at bat, and just trying to eke out singles, making weird decisions like, oh, I don't know, someone who hadn't managed in 10 years. And mind you, I picked the White Sox to win the pennant. Not because I think they're a super team, but because I don't think there is a super team in the American League. And I think they're going to win 90-some-odd games. And I think if they have a healthy pitching staff and their bats are going well, I think the White Sox are going to be as solid a team as any in the American League right now. But it's a bad sign when the weird managerial hire is causing trouble and it's not even Mother's Day yet. And if this isn't going to work, I'm a big proponent of, if you can see something isn't working, make the change earlier rather than later. Because sometimes you see that changing of the guard of a manager might be enough to be the right move, even if it's an interim move. The biggest example of all time of this was when John McNamara was starting to wear down the patience of the Red Sox front office in 1988, and they realized it was time to make a move, they fired the late Johnny Mack. They inserted Joe Morgan. No, not that Joe Morgan. Walpole Joe Morgan. The Red Sox, I think he was the third base coach that year. He may have been a bench coach. I don't 100% remember, but he was on the coaching staff. The local former snowplow driver and one-time Pittsburgh Pirate, Joe Morgan, was inserted as the interim manager while they went out and tried to find a permanent manager. And suddenly the Red Sox flourished and became Morgan magic. Maybe, just maybe, bringing in any sort of interim manager in the situation might make the White Sox relax a little bit and say, all right, we don't have to do this all year. And that is something you can take to the bank. And do you want? Let me tell you something. Reminds me of how you can invest in players in Sports Trade. Have you heard about it? It's where fantasy sports meets the stock market. This is amazing. Sports Trade takes fantasy to the next level. It's like Robinhood for fantasy sports. Their platform allows you to buy and sell shares of your favorite players, just like real stocks. Making money with Sports Trade is simple, as players' values rise and fall based on two factors. One, their statistical performance in each game as compared to the projected fantasy points in that game. The more points scored, the higher their value goes. Two, the good old supply and demand. The more demand a player has, the higher their value goes. When you're ready to buy shares, pick that penny stock in a rookie with a huge upside, or grab that blue chip vet who's a solid performer. Instantly buy and sell as many shares, as many players as you like, just like the stock market. Then watch your players battle and see your portfolio value rise. Simply go to sportstrade.com, watch the How It Works video, then sign up to get started. Sign up today at sportstrade.com and discover the fun, exciting, and profitable new world of sports trading. This is the evolution of fantasy sports. You'll be amazed. Don't sit on the sidelines any longer. Get in the game at sportstrade.com. This episode is brought to you in part by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at a fair price point. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. The perfect way to bring light into their life. They're available now through Mother's Day only at BlueNile.com. Just search for the word 10x10. This collection features high quality, fine jewelry that will surprise and delight and fairly priced, so you can give them something special and meaningful. If you're on the hunt for the perfect unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10x10 only at BlueNile.com. All right, let's take a look at what happened around the league, starting with Nash Walker from Locked On Twins.
Hey guys, Nash Walker, Locked On Twins podcast. A little bit of a squeaker there at the end for the Twins tonight, but they get a 6-5 victory over the Texas Rangers. The bats, six more runs tonight is really good to see. Waking up, the Twins have won four out of their last five, scoring 9 runs, 10 runs, 13 runs, 6 runs. This offense is awake as the weather warms up. And a huge part of that, maybe the biggest part of that, is the excellence of Alex Kirilloff, the rookie coming up. And we saw in his 0-for-15 start, a lot of bad luck. He's hitting the ball hard. Those hits are starting to fall. He has 2 doubles tonight, a huge double later in the game to tack on some runs. Jorge Polanco, RBI triple, RBI double. Great to see him swinging the bat a little bit better. And this lineup is getting deeper. You got Max Kepler hitting seventh. It just looks and feels a lot better than it did even a week ago. Kenta Maeda struggling through command issues again, but the results are there. You know, strikes out 8. 5 innings and a third, no runs. I thought the results were there. Still want to see him slider command earlier in the game. It really took him a lot of innings to get that back. He did have it at the end, but he'd walked too many guys and the pitch count was too high. So, you know, couldn't see him go a full sixth inning. Bullpen shaky, leaky again. But it gives you 2019 vibes when the offense does just enough in the first half to make up for some bullpen woes. And that's certainly what happened here tonight. Joey Gallo got him for a 2-run shot in the ninth inning. Got Taylor Rogers, got around on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. That guy's powerful. But again, not enough for the Rangers. Twins take the series opener. They got 3 more with Texas. We'll have a post-game pod tonight. Follow me on Twitter at NashWalker9. Follow the show at LockedOnTwins. Go Twins! The Twins are hot. Don't look now.
Hey everyone, it's Jeff Ellis with Locked On Indians Podcast. Wanted to take a moment and record a quick Locked On Now after the big win over the first place Kansas City Royals. As everyone expected at the start of May, the Royals are in first place. For the one person out there who did have that, I just want to take a second and congratulate you on your silly prediction. Let's be honest, the Royals were not expected to be playing as well as they have been. And some of those 16 wins, and I mean, by some, exactly a quarter, came against the Detroit Tigers, currently one of the worst teams in baseball. So we'll see how this goes over a full season. Still a big win, Daniel Lynch making his major league debut for the Royals. The Indians had a solid performance by Aaron Civale. The big stars, though, Eddie Rosario's 3-run home run. Franmil Reyes, in his return from the paternity list, had a 3-hit day. Harold Ramirez, who was just called up, had 2 hits. Josh Naylor had a double and a 2-run home run. It was that Rosario-Naylor home run that really gave the win to the Indians today. 8-6 victory. If you're like me, you might have had a bit of a scare when you saw Naylor come up limping in the ninth. He is fine. He finished out the game in the outfield defensively. If you want more information about your Cleveland Indians, make sure to tune into the Locked On Indians podcast hosted by me.
Well, the New York Mets lost tonight, and for the first time this year, really not that mad at them. Not a lot that they could have done in this one. Sure, close game. The Mets lose by 1 run as the score was 6-5, but it was a bullpen game for the Mets. You really can't get too upset about this one. The only person to take out your frustrations on is Joey Lucchese. That L in his name really held up in this game as he gave up 6 runs in just 2 2/3 innings pitch. And that was really the story of the game. The Mets offense continues to hit behind the tutelage of the still mysterious Donnie Stevenson. They scored 5 runs. That's usually going to be enough to win. Pete Alonso hit a couple of doubles. Kevin Pillar hit a home run in back-to-back games. Seems like they're turning the corner offensively. And to me, that's the most important thing, especially with Jacob DeGrom on the mound on Tuesday. Hopefully the Mets offense can continue to hit and we get an enjoyable game as the Mets can maybe tie this series up at a game apiece on Tuesday night. I'll be breaking down this game and previewing the rest of the series on tomorrow's edition of Locked On Mets.
Hey, this is Jason Berg from Locked On A's, and when I woke up today, I saw all of the power rankings. I saw them with MLB ranking the A's in not the top 10. Bleacher Report, everybody, The Athletic, nobody had the A's doing well, even though they had the same week as the Boston Red Sox. And I'm just going to say this right now. The A's won. They beat the Toronto Blue Jays 5-4 and now have the most wins in baseball. They're not tied with anybody right now. They're 18-12. They're 18-12, you guys. They started 0-6. They're looking great. As always, whenever I have to do these videos, they're looking great. Count Lowry with another 3-hit game. Ramon Laureano has homered in 3 straight. His home run in this game ended up being the difference again. The A's, they just keep winning. Frankie Montas, gutsy performance from him. He was getting rocked, and somehow he settled down, and he got through it. So the A's, They did it okay. I'm going to be talking about this game and also the start of the minor league season on tomorrow's podcast. So make sure to tune in, follow the podcast wherever you like hearing podcasts, and also make sure to follow us on social media at Locked On A's on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at @ByJasonB on Twitter and in the Locker Room app. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Well, our sweet redheaded prince is done for the year. Dustin May will undergo Tommy John surgery on May 11th, effectively ending his 2021 season and maybe even ending his 2022 season, depending how rehab goes. The Dodgers starting rotation is somewhat still intact. They still got the top four guys, but the pitching staff as a whole being decimated by injuries leaves a little bit of a hole right now. The Dodgers will be able to hold on and use a four-man rotation for the next couple weeks based on the days off that they do have. Tony Gonsolin should be able to come back from injury and slot into that fifth spot, and the Dodgers should continue to keep chugging along, at least for this season. It's a big blow for a postseason as well, as even if Dustin May wasn't in the rotation, you would bet that he would fill in some kind of role. And honestly, a big blow for Dustin May. He's been coming into his own this year, taking that step from a hard thrower into an actual pitcher, using those off-speed pitches in order to miss more bats and get more strikeouts. And it just sucks to see it. We're going to have more on this and more on the game if it doesn't get rained out on Locked On Dodgers tomorrow. So make sure to check it out.
Let's talk a little bit about Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action on Bet Online. You can also track everything going on about the NBA, the NHL, and all of your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head on over to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get in the game as teams prep for their runs for the playoffs. Head to the website, sign up today, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline is your online sportsbook expert. Promo code LOCKEDON. We're going to talk a little in a bit about RockAuto.com. You know, chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices available rather than changing prices on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody. It doesn't require membership or an account login. Best of all, the prices at RockAuto.com are reliably low and the same for everybody. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in there. How did you hear about us, box? So they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need are at rockauto.com. Well, it's a full slate of games going on May 4th. The Dodgers and the Cubs have a doubleheader, and good luck to the Cubs, who always seem like they're going to be kind of take this season and dump it. They got to face Clayton Kershaw and Trevor Bauer there. The Giants are heading off to the Rockies. The Giants remain in first place all by themselves. They have a doubleheader in Colorado, weather permitting. Tony La Russa and the White Sox will have a rematch of the 1919 World Series, White Sox and Reds. Hopefully no one will throw that. The Diamondbacks and the Marlins are facing off in the series of teams that had beaten the Yankees in the World Series in the early 2000s. Braves and Nationals. The Braves are supposed to win the NL East, but the Nationals are on top of the NL East all by themselves with a spectacular 12-12 record. The Brewers and the Phillies line up again. Lauer versus Nola. The Red Sox are in first place, and they're going to be playing the Tigers. For the Red Sox sake, I hope they pad their win total a little bit. I said no team in the American League is going to lose 100 games. Maybe the Tigers might. Well, Jay Happ, who's pitched wonderfully for the Twins so far, is going up against Gibson and the Texas Rangers. Gibson's pitched well, too. Jacob deGrom is having the best season of his career so far. Does have the win totals to go for it. The Mets are going to be playing the Cardinals. The Cardinals are making a run at first place. So are the Mets, technically, with an 11-12 record. The team that probably could win the American League Central, the Indians, are taking on the Royals, who are on top of the American League Central right now. The Rays and the Angels in the which team is Joe Maddon currently managing series is going on down the street from me in Anaheim. The A's, who have the most wins in baseball, are throwing Irvin against Kay and the Toronto Blue Jays. Meanwhile, the Pirates and the Padres are lining up. Orioles and the Mariners are going with Dunn going against Lopez. And in the game of the day, you have the Astros and the Yankees. Now, let me tell you something. Please, please, please listen to Locked On Astros or Locked On Yankees. They're doing a crossover there. H-Town and Eric Locked On Astros do a great job. Stacy Gatsoulias was the one who got me into this whole mess. And Stacy is a fantastic host on Locked On Yankees. And who do I root for in this? I mean, I don't want the Astros to win. Obviously, I'm not an Astros fan. Although Zach Greinke is pitching for the Astros, and he remains one of my favorite players of baseball. And Domingo Germán is someone who I really don't like, and I don't think we should have domestic abusers playing in baseball. But the Astros are not a team I want to see win, and obviously the Yankees are not a team I want to see win. So what do I want in this? I want Zach Greinke to go 9 innings, let up no runs, but to go into extra innings and maybe go, I don't know, 25 innings and drive both teams into the ground. Either way, the Yankees are at 500 and the Astros are hovering around 500. Neither team are exactly bursting out of the gate. But do you want, the Yankees are riding the ship. I mean, the fact that they're getting very good pitching performances out of Corey Kluber, if Kluber can pitch and be even a quarter of who he was when he was a Cy Young contender year in and year out in Cleveland, then that's going to turn out to be a wonderful move. And they're only 2 games back in the loss column of Boston at this point, 2.5 back altogether. And despite not too long ago having a 5-game slide, they've won 7 of their last 10 games. And Houston's also won 7 of the last 10 games and have crept up, and they're now only 1 game back in the loss column as well, creeping up on the Oakland A's. And the Astros have a run differential of plus 32. So they probably should have a better record than 15-13. Do I want either of these teams to win? Not really. Not really at all. This is going to be one of those you sort of hold your nose and try to find the bright spot, whatever the final result is. But it should be really fun to follow Astros Twitter and Yankee Twitter and listen to Locked On Astros and Locked On Yankees, because there's so much bitterness from the Yankees towards the Astros and so much denial of wrongdoing from Astros Twitter and podcast that for someone like me watching from the sidelines, I'm not going to lie to you, I find kind of amusing. So we got a full day of baseball, and we're going to see which managers are really on the hot seat, could be on the hot seat, or maybe are just bouncing around the hot seat. But I'll tell you, you can find us on the free and easy to use Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Star Wars fans, this is May the 4th. Everyone else in baseball, we're in the second month. We're going to start to see how this magic eye of a season will continue. Locked On MLB for May 4th, 2021. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with a Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport. With the help of our local experts, follow Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.